One of the things I find that a lot of investors do is spend a lot of time trying to pick the market, and that is trying to pick which markets are going to go and which markets are going to slow. And also those who try and determine where the market's turning from a seller's market to a buyer's market and vice versa. It's one of those fascinating conversations. I'm going to have it now with Ben Kingsley, who's the CEO and founder of Empower Wealth. I don't know about you, Ben, but it's one of the common questions I get asked is, are we in the seller's market or are we in a buyer's market?
Kevin, it's a great question, and this is fundamental research, basically. I mean, all of us as investors want to try and time the market when we can. I mean, I'm still very much an advocate of the time in the market is the ultimate. So, you know, a long-term investor will enjoy the peaks and troughs of the cycle. But in terms of trying to time the market, there is a science to it, and there's things that you can look at.
Well, let's have a look at what they might be. What would you suggest?
Yeah, so if we're in a seller's market, but we're trying to determine whether it's going to a buyer's market, the indicators, the early indicators for the big city markets where options are involved, it's usually a slowing down of clearance rates. So when we're starting to see the appetite of the buyer is not as strong, so we're starting to see properties pass in. They're the early indications. When we're looking at other markets where auctions aren't the most prevalent way of selling, we're actually talking about, you know, Brisbane, Adelaide, Perth, these types of markets where what are the indicators are days on market and then stock on market. So once we start seeing the trend where the days on market are starting to push out, we can start to see that it's now becoming either a balanced or becoming a buyer's market. They're the best indicators.
Yeah, days on market, of course, from the point of listing to the point of sale.
Correct, that's right. I mean, ultimately, that's the only way we can track it because we're relying on the data from the likes of Domain to provide that information that we can capture. And then we're sort of seeing how many days has the property been on the market. And then the stock of market is obviously the concentration of that particular stock in that localised area. Usually we like to think of it as a local government area. To just isolate it just to one suburb, there's not enough data to make a trend or to see the analysis work for us.
What is the turning point in days on market? From where buyers have control to where sellers have control?
That's a wonderful question, Kevin, and I think it's different in each market. In some cases, if I'm researching a new market, I'll actually talk to a couple of the local agents in the area. I mean, the rule of thumb roughly is between 45 to 60 days. That's when we're starting to see, you know, certainly 45 days we've been up for sale for 6 weeks. You know, we're now getting feedback from our agent in terms of are we meeting the market with our price point? Is there ongoing inquiry? It's been up on the website for a while. It's not sort of getting the same open for inspection and interest that it was. So that's sort of what I would look at in a city market. Regionally, it can be even longer. In some regional centres, you know, that indicator can be 120 days because in reality, unless there's some major economic activity that's attracting new arrivals to the area for employment opportunities, we normally see that properties in those areas take a while to sell.
Ben, I want to thank you very much for your time. It's been a great insight there as to the indicators to look for, and certainly days on market is one of those great. Well, just before you go, I just wanted to make one comment and just see if you agree with this about auctions and how much of an influence that has had over days on market, where we see agents who want to take the property all the way through to auction, like a 30 or a 40-day campaign. That's certainly got to have an impact on days on market.
It is. I mean, usually in a really hot market, 4 weeks is enough of a marketing campaign. In most markets, we usually rely on 4 to 6 weeks from a selling cycle. So that's enough time to get the boards up, get it listed, open it up 4 times and maybe a couple of evenings. And then, you know, if we've got enough interest there, what we're going to see is you'd be crazy as a vendor not to take it to market, because that's when you get the emotional result. Which is usually an outperform result as opposed to a private treaty sale, where usually the expectation of the buyer is the price is made and then it's a discount off that selling price.
Great talking to you, Ben Kingsley, CEO and founder of Empower Wealth. Good, thanks, mate.
Thanks, Kevin.